I thought it was a really good finish to our week in terms of the preparation. We added the work that we wanted to in the red zone today to make sure we added that and the third down as well. So I like the plan. I like where the mindset was. We know this is going to be a real physical day, and we're set and ready for that trip. So glad to open up with your questions. Injury-wise, the two players that will be out for the game will be Duke Riley and Jordan Tripp. And past that, team's in good shape and ready to roll.
Coach, how's Vic been looking in practice coming off of, you know, a couple weeks back off of the injury and so forth?
Yeah, I felt like he's fully back. And even when we limited him in his first one, he got more the second one. But I can sense the speed, the quickness, you know, all the movement. He just doesn't feel like he has to even think about it anymore, which is a good thing.
Tevin, with the knee thing, no effect, you know, he's such an explosive guy.
Correct, yep.
You know, whenever you have a...
Yeah, he made it back a little even faster than we thought. We were going to limit him some Thursday, and he said, I feel good. And so we were able to get a good day in yesterday and today. So he really responded quickly.
That's good.
Yep.
What is your assessment right now of where Poe is at as far as how he's playing?
Yeah, the interior defensive tackles, I hit them both. How can we affect the game and make our plays? They're really – tackles, TFLs, batted passes, like all the things that affect it, and then, you know, the pass rush ops to it. So first things first for us is our run game to make sure gap control team-wise, you know, we really set it off in that way. We made that a big emphasis for us this week. So I love the combination that he and Grady bring inside. And then adding Ataba into the mix with another big guy has been a good addition for us. So we're looking forward to getting him into the mix as well.
And then obviously another big area of emphasis that you talked about all week is third down and red zone. Are you pleased with what you've seen from your team in those aspects?
Yeah, we make sure we wanted to add that to our, you know, practice, to our preparation. We even started it early. And so to have that extra work today, I thought was valuable for the guys. And now we need to bring those calls, those plays to life in the game.
And then Coach Stark had yesterday that communication is such a big part of everything that he wants to do and that this team is built around. And have you seen increased communication from them this week or just, you know, better communicator? How has their communication been this week?
I thought it's been outstanding and from all across the board. But I've always felt that about our group, to be honest with you. I love the way they talk. Plays, walkthroughs, into our stuff. So it's been an excellent week for our guys.
Coach, if you don't mind me asking, you know, you get to go back home
sure.
a little bit. I think you guys are going out today. Will you get a chance to go back to the old neighborhood?
Yeah, not to ours, but it'll be great. I said, for me, I enjoy going and playing games back there. That's where my love of football began. And so when you get there, you think back of the coaches and youth and high school that, you know, made an impact on you growing up. I watched the Giants and the Jets growing up as a kid and that old Meadowlands, not new MetLife. But it's always a special spot for me because of that, my, you know, growing up, you know, football in that area. So I always appreciate that. So there's been numbers of games, you know, through the last, you know, 17 years or so in the NFL, and I've always appreciated those.
What spot do you miss back at home?
I don't know if it's a spot, but definitely pizza. You know, it's probably good that I am not eating as much pizza. It's how you play at 260 pounds. But that's always when I head back that way, that's one meal that I generally don't miss.
Thank you, guys.
All right, you guys have a good one.